October 25, 2020, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
happy Saturday, everybody. No, Sunday. God, I did a show yesterday. I'm doing four in a row here. I got to play an hour and a half with Pizzo and Jer, second man. Doing a tape for Raul and his Calimucho. Started off with Slow Dance from John Coltrane. And then we heard the first part of this big opera from the Space Pony called Pinball Odyssey. And Brother Matt, you know, is in the Love Grotto a couple miles south because we're still in quarantino mode, trying to get through this, I don't know what it is, second wave, third wave, whatever it takes until we get rid of this crap. But I'm not man alone because the wonders of Skype, even though it's got some limitations, this incredible software people in Estonia has made it possible for me to talk to Ravenna, Italy, and David and Stefano. Hello.
Hello. I'm Mike. Hi.
Okay. I think the last time we talked was in Italy. And it was with Brother Steve, and we had a big chow. It was dinner or something. And I can't remember the town.
Oh, in Bologna. The Flipper gig.
That's right, yeah, but we didn't really have a talk. You were too Baraccio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baraccio, I know. That's the only language.
No. That's a slang here with the Mexican guys use for drunk.
Yeah, sure. I know.
It's trippy. The first time I went to Brazil, Sao Paulo, they have these places called Borracherias. But it's to fix tires. I thought it was like, a bunch of drunk motherfuckers. But no, it's where you fix tires. So it's a slang word, okay. So anyway, do you remember this? Where Brother Steve sat with us and we had a big, a dinner. It was a Stooges gig.
Oh, yeah, sure. It was near Verona, I think. And dinner with Steve McKay also, I remember.
That's why I said.
It was a really great time there.
Yeah, it was Verona, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Verona, home of three Shakespeare plays. Two gentlemen from Verona, Romeo and Juliet, and Taming of the Shrew, part of it.
It was in a castle, do you remember?
Yeah. In fact, the big family that ran Verona for a while, owned that castle. And they had, the poster was screwed up. It had Ig. It was fucked up. But I enjoyed it anyway. But Dante spent some time in that town.
Also Dante. Oh, yeah, really?
A little bit. Yeah, he stayed with the rich man there.
The first period, he enjoyed a city.
Well, he was in exile, right? He was in exile. They wouldn't let him go to Firenze. But he ended up in your town, Ravenna.
Yeah, but here wrote Paradise, so.
Well, he finished. 1321. He finishes it right before he dies.
Yeah, now.
And then the Florence people tried to steal his body. But the Ravenna people hid.
We won't find them.
Yeah, we won't find him. History is funny. It's his story, not my
ego fight.
So look, let's talk about the Space Pony. Let's talk about Pinball Odyssey. Who are original members now in Space Pony?
Oh, we are a five-piece band, and it's me at Vox Spiel guitars, David, electric guitars, special effects, theremin, things like that.
Yep.
Francesco, bass violins.
Yep.
And Nicola, synth, acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
And Andrea Napolitano, drums.
And drummer man. Okay. So I was just wondering, because Space Pony has been around a long time now. How many years?
Oh, yeah, it's about 15 years.
Okay, 15 years. So some members come, some members go. I know David goes way back.
Yeah, Dave, David is with me, are the original members. Right. Then we changed a lot of members.
Yeah, well, you know what we say here, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens, yeah.
So people right. come, people go, but at least you have the core, right? And yeah. now this the this core, this piece you have, this opera, Pinball Odyssey, was it written by the whole band?
Or yeah. Sure,
okay,
sure.
So it was collaboration.
There are a lot of collaboration. First of all, your collaboration, and then there's a song with Matthew Swanson and Tony Crow from Lamchomp, and then there's a song with an old teacher, a music teacher from Ravenna called Michele Carnevali. That it's funny, but you translate Michele, it's like Mike. So
yeah,
we have,
of course.
We have three Mike in our guest appearance.
he was so, a big angel yeah. in the Bible, so he's a popular name.
Yeah.
look, what I meant was not collaboration as far as playing with. I'm talking about the composition, the writing.
Oh, the writing, no, they are, we are writing in our wooden house in near Ravenna, but it's songs are born there. So
no, what I'm asking, did it come from one mind, the original concept?
Oh yeah. First, there are my ideas.
Okay. So you came up yeah. with the concept of the Pinball Odyssey.
Also lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think in the opera language we would say libretto.
Yeah. Opera.
Libretto.
Yeah.
The words. The words.
Libretto, it's not, it's a little book, libretto. So.
Right. Well, when we say libretto here, it means the words to the opera.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you
yeah,
have
yeah.
some, you have people who write the music, and you have people who write the libretto.
Yeah, it's like a concept, Pinball Odyssey.
Of course. So what I'm trying to ask you is, it came out of one mind, it was not really collaboration.
Yeah. It's
okay.
One mind, yeah.
I want to play the second part here. It's called Butterfly, Second Life.
my friend, let's begin again. Thank you.
Generation. Thank you. never see a fuse. Spread nothing less. Shielding my daughter and in a death set. Can't get nothing. Never I have. Underestimating the feeling out there. Dearly love to say I'm alright, but my head that says you ain't. You're my friend and no shower. Welcome to Midas. Flash, flash, fetch your cash. Nothing drops but Midas. Buy the Bagidas. Buy the Bagidas. Bust your trend, fuck your friend. Hell, I'm standing just a cheater. Dearly love to say I'm alright, but my head just says you ain't. You're not kissing in the shower anymore. All hunky dory vindicated, don't sell glory. You're not taking in the shower anymore. I had myself some reasons. Mother hunt phantom comes in season. The wisest move it ain't. No matter, street lights they paint.
For Pedro Show, we heard the second part of the Pinball Odyssey. That was Butterfly, Second Life from the Space Pony. Then we had Electrosonic with No Man's Land, The Big Horizon from Bombus Prendon, Johnny Mark and the Ricks, Cannot Fail. That's I didn't know his name was Rick. I always knew him as Frankie Onway, guitar man for Suburban Lawns. He passed away from a stroke a few years ago, so I found out he was in a band after one of them. Was called Johnny Mark and the Ricks. And he was a Rick. Didn't know that. And then Suburban Lawns with my boyfriend. Before we were Minutemen, we were called the Reactionaries, and we played with the Suburban Lawns at their practice pad in Long Beach over the bridge. They just made a new bridge to Long Beach from Terminal Island called Gerald Desmond, number two. And then we had the Xenochronic AMM All-Stars with Voice 3 Kipple Pedal. I've been invited to be part of this kind of improvised group of music people in England and trading files, which is what a lot of the music I've been doing lately. Hell Beans out of England with You're Not Singing in the Shower Anymore, the demo. Great band out of Brighton. Secular State with Secular State. That's John Tyler Jones from the Urinals. He's living out in the desert these days. Bullets or Balloons from Spokanistan with C. New. Manuel de Combate. This is a Hermano Milo out of Barcelona. he just recorded these guys in a tune called Trace 2, and then the third part of Pinball Odyssey, El Sol, from the Space Pony. So, when did you first get the idea, Stefan, for Pinball Wizard? Pinball Wizard. Pinball Odyssey.
Oh, the idea is from the game of pinball.
Yeah, when did you get the first idea? How long ago?
I think 2 years ago. I had some health problems, and I had some serious thoughts about life and how can be fragile, and so it's a metaphor of a ball. Life is like a ball, and
metaphor.
Yeah, metaphor.
Metaphor.
Sorry.
You're saying life is kind of like a pinball ball.
Yeah. And the game could last a long time, end up, and in many cases it goes tilt.
Yeah, tilt is like kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shake the machine, right? But sometimes
you have the machine, but
there's
something superior that can govern the game.
But actually, sometimes you have to shake the machine because the ball gets stuck.
Gets stuck?
Yeah, it gets stuck. It can't move. So you have to kind of help it.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's not always cheating. Yeah, sometimes it's cheating, but sometimes it's not cheating.
Okay. I stayed a lot of time to play pinball, so I know every trick of this kind of game.
In Italy, when you work the buttons, what do you call that?
When you work the button, push the button.
Yeah. We call it a flipper.
Yeah, flipper, yeah, sure.
Italiano too? Okay.
But it's not a dolphin.
No.
Why is this one a flipper?
It's a piece of the machine. And when you push the button, it actuates. Huh?
Because flipper for you is a dolphin, I think.
Well, actually, flipper was the name of a dolphin. Flipper. Yeah, because, sure. The flipper, a flipper is kind of a piece of a fish. Actually, a flipper, yeah, a dolphin isn't a fish. A dolphin is a mammal. The tail is sideways, not up and down. Anyway, we're getting off the subject. Let's back to Pinball Odyssey. So you had this problem with the health, and so you were feeling, we say, your mortality, huh? You can feel...
Yeah, sure.
In fact, Perry Farrell, you know, with Per, I just did some Portal for Pyros, playing with those guys again. And he had to have some surgery on his throat. And he said, Mike, I was feeling my mortality. And it seems like it's the same thing with you, Stefano.
Yeah, I think it is a period, important for thinking about our lives. So, and every act we do, it's for a common sense of life.
Yeah.
Things. I don't know if in America, in US, there's a lockdown things, but here every day there's a new law that we have to follow, not to... I don't know what to...
No, they're trying to stop the virus. I understand. But I thought you wrote this. I thought you wrote this 2 years ago. That's much before the lockdown.
Yeah. Sure.
What did you do?
First of the year. So it's like a it's like a fate, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like kind of a coincidence?
Yeah, something like that.
You kind of predicted. Okay. Now, the way you made it, did you make little demos of each part and show the rest of the guys, or did you show them the words, or did you explain your concept? How did this piece develop? Right, you have the idea of the Pinball Odyssey, and it has to do with your life and how fragile and temporary it could be. Now, how do you get this to the other Space Pony guys?
Well, they are more healthy, like as me, so
Did you make a little demos? Did you make MP3 files or something?
My problems, but they are more health. And David is here with me and is particularly strong enough to.
Oh yeah, I know that David's fucking righteous. Oh, sure, yeah, I understand the good health, but I want to know the I'm curious about the process. How did you get your idea, your concept, to the other guys in the band?
I think the process to make music of this of the album.
Yeah.
Every song is very different, so but they are united with this. It's.
For example, did you make demos of each part?
Did you make demos? Oh yeah, sure.
To show the guys. See, I'm trying to understand how you got the concept out of your head.
Guys,
so they could develop music for it.
Yeah, out of my head. Yeah, but lyrics come after. So they are first. We decide music, and then. The mood of the song gives me the inspiration for the lyrics. So it's very long, a long process.
The music came from the whole band, and then you yourself wrote the music, libretto, the words later.
No, demos are mine, but then they are developed in. In a rehearsal room, so.
You did make demos. You made demos and you played them for the guys.
I can say that Butterfly. We first recorded Butterfly. I think 10 years ago, the first demo. So in 10 years, it's changed a lot of times, and the title is. Is also because it was a second life, so it's
Fafela.
It's very difficult to
Fafela.
Farfala, yeah.
Farfala, because we have a pasta here called that.
you are very good in Italian.
Well, we got a pasta called Fafela. My favorite rigatoni, but I like Fafela too. So. You're saying that this song was actually many years before the original concept, but then you fit this old song to fit in this new piece. Well, you're telling me that the pinball
I clustered this song especially for this album because I think a lot of moments are at the same point of view.
Okay, but there's, you said that Butterfly Fafela is from 10 years ago.
A common sense of I don't know what to say of strength and fragility of life.
Yeah. I understand.
One will be different, I think. After this year, I think it will be another mood, another. There's problem here. Okay. In another way, I think all the situation have changed our perspective. So we need to make a different songs because we are changed in these years.
Yeah, that makes good sense. I agree with you. But what we're talking about right now is the Pinball Odyssey.
I can speak about your song where you play bass because every time it reminds me as a post-it that I don't need to lie to myself. I take care of health, no hurry, and the future is all we have. Liar is the acronym of life is a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that. That's next hour. In fact, we're at the end of the first hour right now, October 25, 2020. Mark Pedro Show special guests, David and Stefano from Bass Pony. Hold tight for hour two. October 25, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watford Pedro Show.
Where the night time lingers. Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect.
We started the second hour off with Space Pony doing Back Home, and Sam Bennett with That Hoodoo. We are the Asteroid, Loose Half Free, the Space Pony with Killy Willy and the Ghost Clown.
Yeah.
Thor and Friends featuring Michael Gira, Crystal Fulbright, Tucson, and then Interlude, the Space Pony. Interlude is what you usually call something in the middle, like a little bit of music in between, like intermission at a movie or something. It's a story, right? The Pinball Odyssey.
Yeah.
Please explain.
That's our story.
Yeah, I understand, but what is the story?
Our life is very I can't explain these things.
I understand.
We usually stay a lot of time in our rehearsal room, and we have matured over the years from analog ideas and a lot of sounds. Do it yourself. What do you say? Do it yourself sounds. And David makes musical instruments. And I think there's what I say. The Odyssey is this, because it's been a lot of time that we are recording these songs, and every songs is a different moment, and I think it's been 5 years that we are recording this after the lockdown. There's 1 year after, so it's very difficult to know that this, and every song, it's like reinventing ourselves. We had to destroy our foundation. And we had to measure ourselves with other sound solutions and horizons. So if you listen every song, it's completely you could hear another band, I think, because we don't have a genre. Especially when we wanna put a different a music instrument, so like ocarina, we don't play ocarina. So, but if you listen to the song with the ocarina. We know a lot of Western movies, so we know what our background. Italian Western music is our background from movie and music. So I don't know. I'm very confused now.
Okay, let's play She Fight. Thank you.
Thank you. is a line it's not worth crossing. Passing of time, it's overwhelming.
Live from Pedro Show, She-Fi from the Space Pony, then Ganges Island with Leg Brain, the Carnival Hypnotist from Samuel Locke Ward, Space Pony with Feel Alive, Thume from Large Fly from Thume, from their new record. Are You a Cop? They were on the show last month. Please hold. Oh, the beginning of this month. Yeah. Okay. Time, you're right, during this period is kind of strange. And then L-I-A-R from the Space Pony. Life is a roller coaster. It's an acronym. Now, what I was trying to get at was asking you, because the way we see Odyssey, it's a journey. So to me, if I translated the title, it would be The Journey of the Pinball.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking you, what is the basic plot, the story behind that, which unites all the songs? Is it the metaphor that life is unpredictable and you can't tell? Is it going to be a short game? Is it going to be a long game?
Oh, the journey is what we are living.
So. Yeah.
So we don't know. Every day is a change.
So that's the main plot of the piece, right?
Sometimes I feel you told Feel Alive. Feel Alive is a song about a target. We are every day we are targets for every kind of opinion, discrimination, and we try to fight this, but we guess for what. But I don't know. The journey is also for this kind of every day is very complicated. So I don't know how to. to give you this answer. I don't know how to explain it.
And maybe that's why you have to use music, because it is too complicated. So music can get these feelings out where words are too weak. The words aren't strong enough, so you need music.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I've written three big operas, and it was the way I had to do it, because I couldn't do it in one song. I had to make a big piece.
I know.
Okay, so that's why I'm trying to get at the understanding of the Pinball Odyssey.
Sorry, but I don't know what's the point.
What's the point? It's me trying to understand the story of the whole piece. I understand it's kind of you're reflecting on life, but how do all the songs work together to make a big story? Or maybe they don't work together. Maybe they're just...
Okay. Now I get it. I got it. I don't know if I can say in English. I'm trying to translate. You want to know if there's a thread?
That's it.
Okay. It was really simple. I'm kidding. No, it's not very easy, because every song, as I told you, it's a different world. It's and every song is a different way of the journey, and every feeling I put on this song is flower of of this journey, of this odyssey. So if I say this, there's an introduction, an epic introduction of this odyssey, and then I just try to say, like a butterfly, we need a second life. We just need a second life.
So you mean like the butterfly goes, it starts off as a caterpillar, and then it makes a cocoon, and then it becomes the butterfly.
Yeah.
So you're talking about different stages of a life. And
a second life is like another ball in pinball.
Okay, like you get another ball, another chance to play.
Okay, another chance, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The song, there's the second part that just tell, I need a second life.
And then life is a roller coaster?
What?
Life is a roller coaster?
Oh, life is a roller coaster is like liar. We live like a roller coaster. We need to know that we lie to ourselves. So it's like, as I told you, it's like that kind of chance to make a journey more long journey. I don't
further.
So, because future is all we have, and we need it. So, if it lasts a lot, it's a good play. This is my point of view now.
Yeah.
Maybe some years ago, I didn't know how lucky we are, and so after problems, health problems, I did this song. I changed the lyrics. I think I gave you a demo with a different lyrics. Then I changed them. So it's very Pinball Odyssey-ish.
Yeah, I understand. Things evolve. We're at the end of the second hour, October 25, 2020, the Schwab Peter Show. Special guest, Def Leppard, David, Space Pony. Hold tight for hour three. October 25, 2020. It's the third hour of the Lot for Pedro Show.
Talk to the wind, play from Sleepy gulls that raised an eye to see her ship of fools is wondering what's to be.
Thank you.
Pedro show. We start off the third hour with Space Pony doing Perfect Machine. And then we had Green with Echoes of Forgotten Time. The Space Pony after that with Odyssey, which is kind of like the name of the piece. And then Ship of Fools dissolving from the contradiction from High Maya. And then finally Sleepy from the Space Pony. So trying to get towards the end of this this piece here, huh? Perfect Machine, Odyssey, Sleepy. I mean, it is a journey, right?
Yeah.
For example, my first uppercut to play the engine room. I made it happen all in one day. So it starts with the sunrise, it ends with the sunset. Of course, metaphor. That's what we use, right? To try to get ideas across with art.
Yeah.
And expression. I'm still curious, though, about the process. It seems like some of these songs were older songs, and then, like, you repurposed for this piece. And then were some songs born right, you know, 2 years ago with the health problems?
Yeah, they were older, yeah.
Oh, okay. There's a difference, right? And then you change the other songs so that
you
fit in.
A lot of songs, I changed a lot of songs during these years. So, also, voice, spiel, I changed every spiel. I recorded all the album with a different spiel. And then I re-recorded because I didn't like the mood. It was very, very loud and very hungry, to say. Too much, not for me. I would like more reflect.
Introspection.
More introspective and thoughtful than angry.
Yeah, or like inhale, exhale. Not just all exhale.
A teenager, so it's a different kind of music, kind of attitude.
Now, all the words came from you.
All the words, yeah.
Like, for example, did David ever suggest?
Not cutting something, but maybe some stories are from speaking with the others, so it depends.
Like sometimes...
I'm very cryptic about this lyrics, so...
So what, you ask your bandmates for feedback?
Maybe with the chorus, but not especially. No.
Okay. Like, here, guys, what do you think of these words? No. What I mean is, you ask their opinion. Here are words. What do you think of these words, guys? I'm just interested in the process. For example, when I write my words, I don't ask my guys what they think.
You're a poet.
Of course.
I know. I read some poetry by you.
Okay. But, same idea. I never asked the Stooges to change Stooges' words.
Yeah.
Here, I want to play Cosmic Waltz.
But I know you...
Across the universe. your head to look near the sky. The view from your bed, it's just like something you wrote once. You think you could be adored if they could only see your mouth move. Yeah, they'd believe in it too. Are you some brittle boy? Is that all you? Lend me some rope then, 'cause I've been staring at the moon. Do you think like the rain? You're only clear when it's dry. Does it worry your brain? Do you open your mouth when you cry? We'll be right back.
Watch for Pedro's show, Last Music for this edition. The Space Pony with Cosmic Waltz. You know, when I read that title, there was a movie from Japan in the late 90s called Endless Waltz. Have you ever heard?
No.
It's about avant-garde saxophone player in Tokyo in the 70s.
Oh.
Kaoru Abe. Yeah, kind of sad. Sad movie. But it's called Endless Waltz. After that was Boy from the Emperors of Ice Cream out of Brighton, England. Then Les Plus Acides. Tenko, Diane LaBrosse, Zena Parkins, Nels Klein's played with her, a great harp player. Joanne Hettu, Daniela Pilardi. And then finally, Back to the Summer, The Space Pony. So, the last part, Back to the Summer, that sounds very hopeful.
Yeah.
It didn't,
it's for memories, it's like memories, so it did track, let's say track?
Track.
Trick. Track.
Trick.
Track.
Track? Trek, the end of the journey.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's another.
What I wanted to say was, it seems like the piece doesn't have a sad ending. It has a happy ending.
I wanted to say, was
like, why they call, Dante.
It's not a sad ending.
Dante called his piece a commedia, a comedy. It wasn't because it was funny. It was because it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
Right? It's if it has a sad ending, we call it a tragedy. But if it has a happy ending, we call it comedy. Not nowadays.
It leaves an happy ending, yeah. An open future.
Right. So we would say optimistic.
Every song, I think it could be optimistic.
But when you have a big piece, Steflo, the last song is very important because people are probably wondering, this is what it all adds up to. And I say that because in my third opera, it was very important, which was the last, I had to change it at the last minute because I had a very negative song. And I thought, if I put that last, people are going to think, yeah, it's a bummer. So I took the middle song and I put it last. Because, the way it's hard to think. Actually, my third opera, I wanted it all happen at once. You can't do that. There's got to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's just the way it is. But I was trying to play with time using art and actually can't do that. The last song is the last song. So that's why I ask you about that. Where can the people find the Space Pony on the internet?
Oh, on Facebook. And I can suggest to go to Ugly Dogs Records.
What's their URL?
Our record label. Oh, they did. Just check. I can send through Skype if you want.
No, you should say now so the people on the here in Lachelle can go there.
That's a good one.
Spell it out, please.
Just if you wanna. To go to the Bandcamp of Ugly Dog Records, type Ugly Dog dot Bandcamp.com Space Pony, and you can download Pinball Odyssey.
You're talking Ugly Dog dot Bandcamp. Okay, I just went there. Ugly Dog Records.
I send you.
Okay.
Did you see that?
People, please go to ugly.bandcamp.com/album/pinball-odyssey. And that's their Bandcamp page, and you can get their album here. It's really good. I love it. And it really feels from the heart. I think you guys, the whole band, put their heart into this music. I feel it, and it is beautiful. And I can't wait to hear what you guys do next. Do you have any plan of future recording?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of songs in the pipeline. We have probably 15 other songs to record, but now we don't know if we can see each other, so it's very difficult. Maybe to go to rehearsal room. So we can try through we transfer things like
yeah,
that.
That's the way I've been working, trading files over the internet.
Yeah, it's different.
It is different, but you know, we have a saying here: if it rains lemons, make lemonade.
Okay. From every bad situation, you have to be creative and make art. Sure.
Okay.
Good That's philosophy true. Thing.
I like this. This is a good spirit. This spirit. Thank you, David. Thank you, Stefano, so much for being on the show. It means a lot to me. Can't wait to have you. When you get the new music recorded, come back on, please. Let's talk about it.
Oh, sure. Sure. Sure.
Okay, people. It's been the October 25, 2020 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.